Coming up in the next hour on Morning Ireland, we'll be talking to Evelyn O'Rourke about the really sad news of the sudden loss of our colleague and friend, Sean Rocks, the presenter of the Arena Arts Show. Sean will be sorely missed by many of us who knew him as a lovely man, Dinnit an Caird Sco, and by many of you who loved listening to Arena. So we'll have more on that coming up. Also, David Hall on the courage of survivor Natalie Ennis and the 50th anniversary of the Miami Showband Massacre.
In business, Permanent TSB has reported lower profits and income for the first half of the year, and Renault posts first half loss of 11.2 billion euros.
Nine Irish players to start for the Lions against Australia.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning again. On Thursday, the 31st of July, this is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Áine Lawler and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Canada has said it plans to recognise the state of Palestine at a meeting of the United Nations in September. The announcement came after a similar declaration by France last week. Britain has said it would recognise the state at September's UN General Assembly meeting if certain conditions were met. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney said the planned recognition was based in part on repeated assurances from the Palestinian Authority that it was reforming its governance and was willing to hold general elections next year in which Hamas could play no part. He said that the reality on the ground, including the starvation of people in Gaza, meant the prospect of a Palestinian state was literally receding before everyone's eyes.
The deepening suffering of civilians leaves no room for delay in coordinated international action to support peace, security, and the dignity of human life. Preserving a two-state solution means standing with all people who choose peace over violence or terrorism. And it means honoring their innate desire for peaceful coexistence.
The US President Donald Trump has said it would be difficult to make a trade deal with Canada after the country announced its backing for Palestinian statehood. In Washington, two resolutions that would have halted arms sales to Israel in response to civilian casualties in Gaza were blocked in the US Senate yesterday, although they garnered more support than similar measures earlier this year. The US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is due to travel to Israel today to discuss Gaza. The Hamas-run civil defence agency in Gaza has said Israeli forces killed at least 30 people yesterday when they opened fire on Palestinians waiting for humanitarian aid. The Israeli military said it was reviewing the incident north of Gaza City. The UN humanitarian agency said that 4 days into Israel's tactical pauses, people were still dying from hunger and malnutrition, alongside casualties among those seeking aid. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia launched over 300 drones and 8 missiles at the country overnight. Ukrainian officials have said 6 people were killed and dozens wounded in attacks on the capital Kyiv. The city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said residential buildings had been hit and fires were burning in several locations. Some traffic news. Irna Theron says there's major disruption on Northern commuter and Belfast services because of a serious incident on the tracks being attended by emergency services. The line is currently closed between Malahide and Skerries. As a result, there is significant disruption to Dundalk, Drogheda to Dublin, Northern commuter services and Dublin to Belfast services. The RTE radio presenter Sean Rocks has died. He was 63. Mr. Rocks had presented Arena, the arts and culture magazine programme, on RTE Radio 1 since 2009. Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.
Born on the 6th of August 1961, Sean Rocks was raised in Monaghan. After leaving school, he trained as a teacher and taught in schools for 7 years before moving on to a career in acting. He went on to have a busy career as a professional actor for many years and appeared on the Abbey, Peacock and Gate Theatre stages, as well as in several TV and film projects. He then began presenting programmes on RTÉ Lyric FM in 2000 before moving on to produce and present documentaries and art programming on RTÉ Radio 1. In 2009, Sean Rock started anchoring Arena, RTE Radio 1's flagship arts programme, which airs weeknights 7 to 8. He had been the voice of that show for over 15 years. Mr. Rocks regularly hosted important national literary and arts events and compared a multitude of events at the National Concert Hall and other major venues nationwide. He had been the MC at notable events at Orson Ochtron over the years, including the state banquet for the visit of Queen Elizabeth II to Ireland in 2011. He had a lifelong passion for the arts, and in 2014 he said to the Irish Examiner that the arts are important because ultimately they give a richness to our culture which feeds into everything else and helps to improve our society. Sean Rocks died in Dublin and is survived by his beloved Catherine and their two sons, Morgan and Christian, and a wide circle of loving family and friends.
A study by the Health Research Board has indicated there were over 8,700 treatment cases for problem alcohol use in Ireland last year. According to the Primary Health and Social Care Research Funding Agency, is the highest figure for alcohol treatment in over 10 years. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This latest examination by the Health Research Board looks at cases of treated problem alcohol use in Ireland over 8 years. It covers the period from 2017 to 2024 and shows that while treatment cases for problem alcohol use are at an all-time high, the proportion of treatment cases for those who are alcohol dependent is down. The reason for this, according to the HRB, is that people are accessing treatment before they become alcohol dependent, which is leading to better recovery and outcomes. In 2024, nearly one in three treatment cases had a problem with other drugs as well as alcohol. Cocaine was the most common additional drug used alongside alcohol, increasing from 42% in 2017 to 71% in 2024. Last year, polydrug use was reported by almost one-third of alcohol treatment cases.
Events are taking place marking the 50th anniversary of the Miami Showband Massacre. In July 1975, three members of the band were taken from their tour bus and shot dead by loyalist paramilitaries in County Down. Lead singer Fran O'Toole, guitarist Tony Garrity and trumpeter Brian McCoy were killed after they were made line up on the side of the road. A commemoration event will take place at the site, attended by surviving members and the band's road manager, Brian Maguire. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's Arona R290 heat pump for highly efficient, environmentally friendlier heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy at first with outbreaks of rain or drizzle and patches of mist and fog. It'll become drier and brighter this afternoon and evening when there'll be sunny spells and isolated showers. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 22 degrees.